listening to KKCR Hanalei. Kamehameha. Kilauea. And we're going to go live to the Kauai War Memorial Center and for our mayor candidates forum. So really quick here, I'd like to tell you that this KKCR program is supported in part by Tiki Niki and Pono Pies.
HTLA Kauai Chapter, PAC Build, Kauai Board of Realtors, Kong Radio, the Kauai Filipino Chamber of Commerce, KKCR, Kauai Community Radio, the YWCA of Kauai, and Hui'ike Television. We are being broadcast live, and we are being recorded for rebroadcast later. So we're going to try to keep to a tight schedule. The candidates have been seated in the order that they will be asked, answering questions. We've gone over the rules of this evening's festivities here, and we will get started right away. We have our timekeepers in the front of the room. Nancy, Kana, and Tyler.
Your Tiki adventure begins with exotic drinks and mermaid wings. Tiki Niki serves lunch 11 to 4:30, dinner 5:30 to 11 in the Princeville Shopping Center behind Ace Hardware. It's our desire to light your drinks on fire. Tiki Niki. Reservations 431-4242.
Deborah.
Pono Pies, dedicated to restoring breadfruit as a major food crop in Hawaii.
Lenny Raposo,
dairy and GMO-free,
Joanne
delicious
Ikimura,
Pono Pies,
and
available
Raposo
at health food stores throughout Hawaii. PonoPies.com, 808-283-3718.
It shows that Kauai has a population of just over 72,000 people. Top employment coming from the hotel and hospitality industry, followed by military contractors, healthcare, and retail. Looking on the site for the county government, the mission of the Office of the Mayor is to carry out the vision of Kauai by directing and managing all of the executive departments, offices, and agencies. The office serves as a liaison between the county council and administration and facilitates the county's state and federal legislative agendas. So our questions tonight will reflect all of that in a myriad of other topics. We do have introductions this evening, which will be 2 minutes for each of the candidates, a closing statement of 2 minutes, and each question that I ask, each candidate will have 2 minutes to answer. Each candidate will get a different question. So without further ado, we can start with our introductions, and we'll start at the far end of the table with Mr. Kawakami.
Aloha. First and foremost, I want to thank the Chamber of Commerce, all of the sponsors, to everybody that showed up tonight. Thank you so much. I really love these forums, and so I'm just really blessed and happy to be here. I want to thank my wife, Monica, my daughter, Haley, our whole campaign team. It's been a wonderful journey, and I really want to thank our candidates that are up on this stage tonight. I really feel honored and privileged to be able to share this table with them as we share our ideas. They all mean well. At the end of the day, what it comes down to is that we all love Kauai, and we all have a vision, and we'll leave it up to you to decide which vision we will embark on. But I'm very happy to be here. I want to thank you for all of your support, and I look forward to a wonderful evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next, we'll hear from Anna Modez.
Aloha, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. And I want to extend the mahalo from Derek to also include Chuck, which is a member of the maintenance of Parks and Recreation, for having the courage to speak up about a mold issue in this very venue so that we're all able to breathe clean air and enjoy this wonderful forum together. People have come up to me and admired my courage, but I ask, what is the point of my courage if there is nothing I can do about it if I don't receive the votes? So I do ask that if you believe the same way I believe for the future of Kauai, for us to live in harmony with each other and in harmony with the earth, in compliance with the ethical practice of capitalism, where exploitation is prohibited. Because of this exploitation, we've been witnessing homelessness increase, drug and alcohol abuse increase, suicide, and domestic violence and crime. I would like to put an end to all of these ailments by going straight to the root of the cause, in the seat where it counts, where the mayor can make the decisions for all of us to truly live in harmony, the entire spectrum. Our freedoms aren't given by our bank account, but it is our birthright. Our democracy is in our hands, we the people. And in order to form a more perfect union, we all come together to take everyone into account into the future, to bring true equality and justice for all. My name is Ana Modez. It's abbreviated from Ana Lucia de la Caridad Mohamed de Marais. I thought Ana Modez would be easier for all of you. It translates to I, Light of Compassion. And that's what's been missing in our governance for quite a while. And I really truly appreciate everyone for everything they do. Mahalo.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Clint Yago. Thank you for College Chamber of Commerce inviting me. Let's solve the issue in Kauai of traffic and homelessness. And that's all I can say.
Thank you. Lenny Raposo will be next. You have 2 minutes.
How's it, everyone? I am Lenny Raposo. Born and raised here on the island of Kauai. I am 53 years old. I'm a 1983 graduate of Kauai High School. And I went away for 4 years to California in Claremont, where I received a four-year degree at the Claremont Colleges, which majored in political science. I am married to Janine Zaima, who is with my son, Kelson, who will be 13, and my daughter, who is here, who's 23. And I like to report that my son, both him and his mom, I was there this weekend, they have just won the District 1 championship for Little League, which means that they will be moving on to the States in 2 weeks. Great accomplishment. And I left earlier today to be with you all here tonight. But I have two children, and being away in California made me realize what a great island this is and what an incredible place this is. And of course, it made me realize of my parents, Leo and Laola Raposo, who have given me so much. I also like to thank my supporters who have been with me. What an incredible journey. I am humbled by your support and by the efforts that you give me. And we could not do all of this without being having any kind of partnerships. And that is just the beginning. Everything that I've accomplished in government in over 30-plus years of being in the government, in the executive part of government, I learned that nothing can be not completed without partnerships. And in being your mayor, I will continue to build bridges, and I will continue to work effectively for the needs of the people that we serve. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next will be Joanne Yukimura.
Aloha. Mahalo to all of you for being here, and mahalo to the chamber and the co-sponsors for gathering us here tonight. I'm Joanne Yukimura, and I'm running for mayor because Kauai is at a tipping point, and we need experienced, visionary leadership to guide our way forward. I served in government for 28 years now, working full-time on the county council for 22, and as mayor for 6. Anybody who wants to be mayor needs to know two things, where we're going and how to get there. And where we are going is about the future that we want. I believe that Kauai wants a future that is sustainable, prosperous, and living aloha. And I'm using the word prosperous in a broad sense, not only about economic robustness and jobs, but also about arts and culture and a quality of life and a community that works, for example, our roads and our parks. And so what is next would be, how do we get there? And that's my platform, and we've been passing it out. So you can see, it's about building more affordable housing, expanding the Kauai bus, reducing traffic, managing our growth better, streamlining our land use permit system, boosting recycling. I know that it's an ending homelessness. I know that it seems like a lot to do, but if you look at my track record, you'll see that I can and will do what I promise. And so just remember when you vote with Joanne Kauai Can.
Thank you. And Mr. Mel Raposo?
Thank you, and thank you all for being here tonight, and thanks to the Chamber and everyone who made this possible. My name is Mel Raposo, obviously running for the County Council. And with Mel, you can too. Just wanted to say, with Mel, you can too. My wife, Patsy's here. We've been married for 29 years in September, our 29th anniversary. My two children, Baron and Nicole, unfortunately live in Oregon. And I think that is part of the motivation for me to want to continue to serve is, they were not able to stay on Kauai because of the cost and just the availability of housing. So that's obviously a hot topic for me. I was with the Kauai Police Department for 12 years, with the council for 14. Four of the last years served as the council chair. I'm very proud of our accomplishments while I was a chair. And I retired with the Hawaii National Guard after 21 years of service as a combat communications specialist. So, for all of my adult life, I've been serving the community in one way or another. You know, Keep Kauai Moving is a slogan that we are moving in the direction of simply because we need to keep moving in the right direction. Keep Kauai moving. If you stop by our table on the top, you'll see our comprehensive traffic plan that we put together and released it at the last forum at Island School. But it doesn't end with the traffic plan. We're working on a comprehensive plan for affordable housing and homelessness, one for infrastructure, one for parks, all of which is sorely needed. And you might ask, why are we doing that? And the reality is this. The mayor's job is not an OJT job. It's not a job where you go in and learn the job and figure out how you're going to do things. We are creating these plans in place now. And this is plans that have resulted after years and years of seeing what works and what doesn't work. Sitting on that council for 14 years, we've been through several mayors, several council members, a bunch of department heads. So we need to continue. In December, when the mayor takes over, we need to keep Kauai moving, and I need your help. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, we'll get started with our questions. And again, each candidate will have 2 minutes to answer each question, and each candidate will have a different question. We'll start again with Mr. Kawakami. This question is related to housing and development. Housing should be a primary focus in the minds of all elected officials. To achieve housing, there is a need for land acquisition, and infrastructure without putting cost on the developer. Your question is, how would you see government being a partner in creating housing?
Thank you for the question. And you're absolutely correct. The land is a huge factor as far as being able to get more affordable housing onto the market. And I say this because in Hawaii, that's the most expensive component, the value of our land. And so during my time at the legislature, we actually moved a lot of measures to be able to enter into long-term public-private partnerships where we take a look at our biggest asset as a state and a county, which is our land. And a lot of our land is sitting vacant and unproductive. And quite frankly, we floated bills to master plan Mahilona Hospital. It was a personal vision of mine, and the thought behind it is you have existing infrastructure, you have schools, you have public transportation, you have the multi-use path that meanders its way, and what better place to have in adult daycare or assisted living facility, which we have a lack of, and also workforce housing, and to create some commercial opportunities up there with the thought that the state should be generating revenue off of this as well. Everybody knows that our HHSC hospitals have been hemorrhaging. They've been saved by our Kauai delegation year after year, and so we need to be creative. And when I took a look at other vacant parcels, we took a look at Department of Education properties that would have been ideal for workforce housing. You know, as the next mayor, I think my strong point is a good relationship that I've left with the legislature, and we're already working at identifying some state properties where we could enter into partnerships and get more affordable housing off of the ground. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ms. Moldez, your question relates to agriculture. The UHERO Agricultural Report indicates that Kauai is poised to see growth in research and infrastructure and facilities by large ag operations. The report also indicates that large operations will be moving toward growing food products like alfalfa for livestock, fruits and vegetables. Challenges still remain, like land prices, invasive species like the ring-nosed parakeet, and the availability of labor. Those are all obstacles to the success for our agricultural industry. Your question is, what incentives can the county put in place to support the growth of agriculture? You have 2 minutes.
Thank you for the question. I feel that in order to support agriculture in general, we have to look at the full spectrum of what agriculture can provide for us as a lifestyle. The big land operation with mass production is important to a certain degree, but we can't feel that the small kind production should be something to bypass. I feel in order for all of us to contribute to what Kauai can truly produce, being sacred and fertile land, would be for all of us to adopt that philosophy in any way that we can, and for the government to support, the county to support small production as well as large production in the same way. We can contribute to Kauai in general, all of us living here as residents, but we can also contribute to the state if we organize well enough. Incentives for this, if we are participating in a true exchange and considering each other as equals, no matter how many acreage we have, would be a lot easier if we all participate in that aspect. With small farmers, it would be an easier way to have workers in land producing what they can, and for large farmers to have the workforce on their property in order to be able to be productive enough to have a profit. But those that want to live in communion with the land and cultivate the land for in the ancient practice way should be something that we protect and safeguard to ensure that we continue to be the garden island into the future. Mahalo.
Thank you. Ms. Kei Kawalua, your question is related to diversity of the economy. Tourism, our leading economic driver, is poised for another year of growth. While the industry brings jobs, there is concern that it has reduced the availability of houses, of housing, and strained the infrastructure and county facilities. What specific actions will you take as mayor to diversify the economy and spur economic development on the island? You have 2 minutes.
Diversifying the economy would take an effort of change that would probably be best served by redoing the current means of directing, that there be specific people that would be hired to take care of that aspect. Tourism, I think, should not be our number one resource. I believe that we need to get a handle on our resources, water being the new goal. We need to get more housing for our people. There's too many hotel rooms that are empty, and in the case of our flood, we still have people that are living in their vehicles as opposed to giving a voucher via FEMA or whatever to be able to stay in a hotel room. So I believe that there's just really a lot that needs to be done, and I don't have that kind of expertise to be able to discuss it on a deeper level, but I would find somebody that absolutely could. And it would hopefully strengthen the system that we currently have, because it's failing otherwise. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Yago, your question relates to the mission of the mayor. A part of that mission is to facilitate the county's state and federal legislative agendas. What steps would you take as mayor to ensure that Kauai has input and support with the governor and state legislatures?
I would ask the governor to support us to do some legislation and all the councils. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Lenny Raposo, which I'll refer to as Lenny from here on out, your question is related to homelessness. According to statistics, Hawaii leads the nation in its rate of homelessness or houselessness. While recent counts indicate a decline, especially here on Kauai, the situation is still critical and affects up to 6,000 people in any given day in the state, many of which are residing here or not residing in a home here on Kauai. This includes as much as 33% of the homeless being children. And your question is, what is your plan to end the homeless crisis on Kauai?
Thank you. You know, Kauai is ranked 106 out of the top 500 as being one of the most healthiest counties in the nation, which is a pretty good number, but we still can do better. You know, I want to develop, promote, and maintain and grow a healthy Kauai. And in order to do that, it's not just a necessary health physically, but health with everything that in our way of life. And of that, housing, right? Housing, we measure like 37 out of 100, which is very, very low, which pertains to availability, affordability, and the quality of homes. Housing continues to develop based upon supply versus demand. To change this, well, it changed late 70s when we got out of the plantation camps. You know, vacant houses nationwide is 2.6%. On Kauai, it's 0.4%. Work hours needed to pay for affordable housing. On nationwide, you average 43 hours in a week, but on Kauai, it's 57. So we want to streamline permits so permits can be developed. We want to look at micro-housing. We want to get all the different stakeholders in the community to look at those that need the housing, but not necessarily just with housing, mental health, It's a whole gambit of everything that we need to do. So I just mentioned the difference that we need has to do with economy. People, our people need to be working. Our people need to have quality jobs. And we need to increase the housing supply by streamlining permits so that we can get more houses on the market. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ms. Yukimura, your question is related to parks, county parks. Our beaches and parks are prime assets for both local residents and our tourists. Your question is, how would you maintain and improve our county parks and keep our beaches safe and clean?
Thank you. Our parks are one of our greatest assets because they allow us to have our families experience the beauty and of the outdoors and come together. So they need to be well cared for. And I will begin by making sure we have a parks director who is highly qualified as a manager and who has background in parks management, because that's the kind of expertise we need to take care of our parks. We also need, just as we've done with our roads, a very clear inventory of our assets, and we need a schedule for preventive maintenance that is done, and so that we are protecting our assets. We need to really involve our workers who are at the front lines in their ideas and their ability to help plan and take care of our parks. And we need to make sure that we are funding our parks well in terms of the repairs and changes that are needed. And we need to seek input from the public, which are the users, because the most important thing is to make sure that our parks are user-friendly. And I want to really acknowledge the wonderful partnerships that have been part of developing our parks. Remember, for example, Kauai Path and the work that they did in developing the Kealakekai Makawai Coastal Path and others where we have adopted parks where our citizens have done that kind of work at a really wonderful cost for us, volunteering mainly. And so boosting these kinds of partnerships and organizing that kind of approach would be what I would do as mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Mel Raposo, I'll refer to him as Mel from here on out. The University of Hawaii UHERO report indicates that growth and success of tourism on Kauai has pushed more rentals from long-term to more lucrative transient rental. Your question is, how do you plan to address the projected increase in tourism and its impact on residents and long-term rentals?
Thank you. Yeah, you know, we have been battling with this issue with vacation rentals, illegal bed and breakfasts, now with Airbnb. We keep getting more tourists and visitors here, and many of the new visitors, the eco-tourists, I call them, they like to stay in these types of accommodations. However, you know, we have very strict laws here on Kauai that are not being enforced. I will tell you that as mayor, I will implement a special enforcement unit with the planning department, within the planning department, and we'll go after these people very aggressively. They have been given a free pass for long enough, and we constantly talk about the problem. We constantly complain about the problem. There's many units out there today, and most of them on the North Shore, but there's a couple on my street in Wailoa House Lots. They're in Kekaha, and they're in Wailoa, and they impact the community. And you know, we need to enforce those illegal uses, fine them, and the fines that are generated by the enforcement would pay for the enforcement effort. So it would not cost our taxpayers any money. It would just take an aggressive and active enforcement division of the planning department, which I would implement immediately upon taking office. We have allowed this to go on for way too long. And again, you know, the impacts, it's just not very pono for our residents here on Kauai. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move back to the end of the table, or beginning of the table, with Mr. Kawakami. Your question has to do with the North Shore. Many residents on the North Shore are experiencing visitor fatigue due to the visitor impact on parking and traffic. Your question is, what steps will you take to decrease traffic on the North Shore while ensuring that visitors still have access to natural attractions and businesses that depend on the tourists to meet their bottom line?
Hello, and for everybody listening in on the radio, KKCR Kong, my name is Derek Kawakami. Thank you for joining us tonight. You know, we learned a lot from the recent flooding events, and, you know, I had the opportunity to be out there in Ke'e and Waineha, Haena. And I can tell you the anxiety that they had post-flood during the recovery was based on how their quality of life would be once that highway opens up. Is it going to be business as usual? And I get it. You know, I think we've all been normalized to the scene at KA with cars lined up, with the quality of life being eroded for the residents of Haena. And, you know, here's the straight fact. If we don't address the impacts of the visitor industry, the quality of life is going to be further eroded. I mean, the floods happened. We're going to recover. But the true erosion of that quality of life has been the visitor industry. And we've already started taking action. You know, a short few weeks after the flood, we met as a group with Senator Kochi, Rep. Nakamura. We had people from DLNR. We had community members come together. And we pushed that Haena State Master Plan that's been sitting on the table because everybody gets it now. Everybody sees what KA should look like. As far as Hanalei, we're working with community members out there like Joel Guy and everybody that lives down there to implement a shuttle service. We're working with landowners in Princeville to be a part of that solution, and they're open to it. They're saying if we want to stage something immediately, we're free to use the Princeville Airport. And so we're putting all of these pieces together so that moving forward, we can return that quality of life to Hanalei, to that North Shore, to the real special jewel of Kauai. The people deserve it. They've been through so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Modes, your question is related to vacation rentals. The tourism outlook is such that traditional hotels and condo rentals are occupied on an average of 80% or better. With a sharp increase in added seat capacity to the island, there is more demand put on home vacation rentals. Many of your constituents are concerned that the illegal vacation rentals are causing a myriad of issues, such as people not paying their general excise and transient accommodations taxes, operating outside of designated areas, reducing the long-term rental housing, and reducing rentals in general for residents. Your question is, would you use the power of your office to crack down on the illegal vacation rentals? Why and why not? Or why not?
Thank you for the question. My name is Anna Modes, and I feel that Mel Raposo answered this question, quite frankly. I appreciate the efforts of the council to pass a bill to increase taxes on the vacation rentals in the visitor destination area, and hopefully this increase in income will provide an avenue of support for the affordable housing incentive. Now, I think it is the responsibility of whomever is in the seat of the mayor to enforce the laws. And I understand where the tourists, the visitors, want to experience Kauai in an organic way. My hope is that we are able to stabilize and even the playing field so that they are able to experience Hawaii the way it ought to be experienced, for everyone to understand what it means to walk on this sacred ground and to be able to take it home with them, for the mana to extend outward from here with the hope for it to envelop the world so that we're not the last remaining natural source of experience that everyone is so yearning to have in their life. So I do support tourism. I think it is a beautiful way to bring money onto the island that we direly need. And what I want to support is conscious tourism, which I feel the industry is aware of and making efforts to participate in this way. But to answer the frank question, yes, the laws that are written ought to be implemented so that we can all live in harmony. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Kekawalua, your question is related to relationships within the government. Part of the mission of the mayor's office is to act as a liaison between the county council and the administration. Your question is, if elected, how would you maintain a positive working relationship with your colleagues, specifically the members of the Kauai County Council?
My plan would be to have a county council. I'm acting as a diplomat for the HawaiianKingdom.org, and I believe that we need to revamp the entire county system as it is at this time. We also need to put a check mark on the military. In the instance of our military people here at PMRF, I'm concerned that they and the tourists are always put in front of we the people. In the case of PMRF, I usually go out and I look for old bottles that say Nikui Ice Company, they're embossed, beautiful glass, unbroken. So I go to all these different places around the island and the area and find I have a whole section of bottles, old bottles. So in this case, I was at PMRF, and I was going in, and this police officer, it looked like a KPD cop, was coming out, and he was locking the gate behind me. So I asked him, can I get out and walk around over here? He said, well, he was getting ready to leave, but there would be another on-duty person coming, and he told me that they have their own water well, their own 24/7 water well that only they at PMRF use. And my family and all the people on the west side of Tekapuhea have been getting cards from the Department of Water saying that their water is not good to drink. So I just think that that's a really questionable practice of our military, and it needs to stop. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Iago, your question is related to traffic. The area between Wailua and Kealia is notorious for traffic congestion. Kalor Road is full of potholes, and there are other similar examples of traffic and poor conditions throughout the island. Your question is, what would you do to improve county roads and reduce traffic congestion, and how would you pay for the proposals?
Thank you for the question. First of all, I would create more traffic lanes where it's needed to help alleviate the major traffic problems on the island. And I'll do some research on a loop road going to Umau. That's all the traffic. Thank you.
Thank you. Lenny, we know that girls in the juvenile justice system in Hawaii have experienced high rates of abuse and trauma that end up being criminalized disproportionately, and that disproportionately impacts girls of color. And your question is, how can our mayor impact the system better to respond to the needs of girls and the juvenile justice system?
Good question. I've worked for over 20 plus years in the prison system. Although that I deal with adult offenders, I deal with the toughest population that we have out there. But in these juveniles, I believe we need to continue to promote recreation. As a parks director, there is more than just worrying about grass and clean facilities. There's also recreation for Kupuna and Arkeiki. I think I've demonstrated as your parks director all the different types of clinics, all the new programs. I started the program with community help with girls softball. We have now other clinics for girls for rodeo, Keiki rodeo. We need to produce and continue to develop programs. The county develops the programs, and hopefully the community can take them over and run it. We need to continue to provide positive environment for not just girls, but for all children or all our Keikis on this island. We need to get stronger laws or stronger enforcement of drugs in our community. Let's get rid of the supply of drugs. As the mayor, I will work with our police chief. Chief Perry is on his way out. Thank you very much for your service, Chief Perry. But with the new chief, I want to work with him. Let's crush the supply of drugs so that it can impact our island and make our island a healthier island. That's why I want to continue to develop, and I want to promote and maintain and grow a healthy Kauai. It affects all of our kids, this drug epidemic on this island. I will not be satisfied until all of it is get rid of from this island. And yet, we continue to work with the justice system and the recreation department. And our recreation department has done an incredible job to continue to promote programs to help our Keikis. And that's how we're going to reduce the recidivism and the offender in our kids, in our girls as well as our boys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ms. Yukimura, your question has to do with work and safe leaves. Today, an individual can use FMLA, the Family Medical Leave Act, to care for a sick or injured spouse, but cannot use it to seek protection from an abuser. What is your position on providing job-protected safe leaves for survivors of family abuse? What is your position on providing job-protected safe leaves for survivors of family abuse?
I think it's essential, and this is Joanne Kimura, by the way. We have to protect those who are being abused, and I know that when we don't provide that kind of protection, they are vulnerable to actually being killed. And so we need to develop procedures that I think the problem is where an employee comes to work and then is followed by a perpetrator or someone who is trying to hurt that person. We need to make sure that we have the protections in place, both in terms of physical controls in the office, such as the locks and codes that we have in the council building, but also in terms of personnel management and responses that are that everyone knows and knows how to implement. And I would love to have more discussion. Obviously, I'm not as informed, and I would love to have some discussion. I think this question is coming from YWCA, who is the expert and who does help us in so many ways protect against domestic abuse. Thank you.
Thank you. Mel, your question is, what is your opinion on the governor's proposal to raise the minimum wage to $15 per hour?
This is Mel Raposo. You know, that's a tough question. Many states have tried to go to a $15 an hour minimum wage. You know, I don't believe for Hawaii, and I think more so for Kauai, it would be detrimental for our small businesses here. We're already seeing the conversion, the transition from human beings to machines in many of our fast food restaurants, in many of our service establishments. They are actually converting from humans to robots or computers. Yeah, I still have a small business, very inactive right now because of my work on the council, but in my years, at one point I had four employees that you know, the cost to run a business here and have employees in this state is difficult. It's very difficult with the business regulation and all the additional costs that it adds. So if I believe that if we go to a $15 an hour minimum wage, the many of the small businesses here and some of the large ones will suffer. In fact, I believe many of them will go out of business. So I think we got to be very careful when we contemplate those types of actions. It does look really good. It's a great political position to take. But the unintended consequences, from what I've read from the other states and the other municipalities that have actually gone with a higher minimum wage, the results may not always be successful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. To Mr. Kawakami, your question is related to public transportation. Since its inception, the Kauai Bus Services has grown to serve many of the mainline areas around the island. There have been several efforts to find ways to increase ridership to reduce traffic throughout the island. And it has also been reported that bus maintenance facilities are working at full capacity or beyond capacity caring for the current vehicles. There's also a large population on the island that are not near the main lines. Your question is, how do we improve public transportation, and how would we pay for it?
Thank you. Once again, this is Derek Kawakami. Well, I'm a huge supporter of public transportation, and I will admit that I don't utilize the current bus system. I'm dependent on my vehicle because of the type of work that I do, but I can tell you that public transportation is a social justice issue. I say this time and time again, and even though I'm not a bus rider, I can tell you who are. People that are just working two or three jobs just to be able to stay on Kauai. You know, during my time at Big Save, we had a bus stop in front of every single one of our grocery stores, and so I know that people are dependent on it. And when you look at factors, barriers that stand in the way of people that want to be employed and they want to be productive, two of the biggest barriers are childcare and getting to and from work. So for me, public transportation is a social justice issue. The way that we're going to pay for it is we're going to look at efficiencies within the current system, and we're going to find cost savings. And I got to tell you, our transportation agency has probably done one of the most comprehensive strategic plans that they're currently looking at so that we can have some cost savings that will pay for our extended weekend hours and offer more routes. The other way that we're going to pay for it is that we recently took the general excise tax surcharge that was offered by the legislature. That's going to generate 25 new revenue dollars to this county that's going to go to fixing potholes, fixing traffic, and also improving our public transportation system. The other thing that we can do to increase ridership is transit-oriented development. That means that we grow future growth near transit areas. Oahu's already doing it. It's proven to be effective, and it's really smart growth principles that Kauai could really use right now to get more affordable housing and to combat traffic. It's a holistic approach. Mahalo.
Thank you. Ms. Modez, your question is related to domestic violence on the island. Statistics from National Center of Injury Prevention and Control indicate that there are at least 1 in 7 women in Hawaii who have experienced forcible rape in their lifetime, and 575 domestic violence survivors that seek support for local programs every day in the islands. Among the other tragic statistics, we see that many of the 1 in 4 of the people affected are under the age of 18. Your question is, what would you do to address the domestic violence problem here on the island?
My name is Anna Modez, and I truly appreciate this question. My heart is racing. The problem on this island is stemmed from exploitation. In our homes, we experience immense amount of pressure to make it every month. We are not given the equal opportunities that off-islanders are given, and so that they can make their own way create their own lives, choose the career that they desire through passion and vocation. We need to bring in the equal opportunities on this island. You already have to have a certain amount of money to send your child to receive a proper education, to earn a degree, and even that degree is not going to guarantee that they're going to be able to stay here. We're experiencing trafficking on this island, which is something that hurts my soul to know that because they need to survive the day, they are exchanging their bodies in order to do this. We need to alleviate this, and it's going to take a lot of time because this is generational pain. It's become a point of not just disparity, but it's economic oppression. We cannot stand for this. Here, as the Chamber of Commerce, understand how important business ethics and operations are. We need to ensure that all businesses are contributing to this ethical aspect so that no one is getting exploited, no one is getting overrun, no one is getting pushed out and displaced. No one is allowing for their bodies to be hurt. That's my time.
Thank you. Ms. Kekaolua, your question is related to revitalization. Many municipalities offer tax incentives for and other benefits for businesses to locate or relocate in targeted areas for economic development. Your question is, would you support tax breaks or other incentives to businesses that relocate to areas that are in need, such as Rice Street and other areas that need revitalization?
Thank you for that question. So, I believe that the whole structure of this island is based on corporate, nonprofit corporate, LLC. And when I had my call center, my emergency call center, I had two clients that were profit sharing in their corporation. And I think that we should be able to take every corporation that wants to play here and make them into a profit sharing with an arm within each one of those corporates for the community. And together, all of those corporate arms would be able to fix everything that's broken and more. But the tax to people is totally off. I mean, we're choking on it already. There's no way that we can pay any more taxes. So I think it's time that the corporates step up to the plate. Even the churches are nonprofit corporations. These people are all funded. They all have money. So why can't they share it with the community and or their own worker employees? Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Yago, your question is related to the county budget. Where do you feel the county is spending too much or not enough?
Too much. They are overfunded from vacation someplace else rather than helping the homelessness. And that needs to be stopped. Thank you.
Thank you. Lenny, your question has to do with development and training. With unemployment at record lows, many businesses and organizations are struggling to recruit and retain qualified workers. Your question is, what efforts would you take as mayor to support the development and training of Kauai's workers?
Thank you. You know, I think we need to, as an advocate, as the mayor, I could advocate to promote industries, to get into our high schools. Not everybody is going to be able to go to college. Not everyone is going to be able to to get a college degree, but we definitely want them to stay here. And, you know, in the previous question about the $15 minimum wage, I say let the legislature and the government, governor, duke it out and see if it comes to fruit. But we want to pay good jobs. We talk about housing, and I briefly talked about it earlier, that we need to provide housing. But how do you get housing if they don't have the money? Yeah? So let's get into our high schools. Let's get into our in our middle schools and look and see and promote those that are going to go to college in channel me there. During the great industrial revolution of the world, those not everyone was going to be a storekeeper. Not everyone is going to go be a scientist. But at that point, they knew who was going to be able to help in the labor field. And I think we need to recognize that, and we need to encourage our people, nothing wrong with hard work, and promote them and to get into that field early so that they can begin to be trained and be able to support the industries that need the help and they need the workers so that they can start to look at the specialization in our island economy to help with the businesses that are struggling with the workforce. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ms. Yukimura, your question is related to opportunities for youth. Kama'aina have long expressed concern, among other factors, that the lack of a diverse economy is a cause for many of our keiki to have to leave the island and search for opportunities elsewhere. Your question is, how would you create more opportunities for youth to stay on the island?
This is Jermaine Yukimura. I think that's one of our biggest goals, to have our young people stay here and work. But I think that if you look at why they're leaving, it's not as much the job opportunities as it is the cost of housing and the cost of living here. I think we need to address that first and foremost. I must say that I'm very grateful for the diversity of jobs that we do have, such as at PMRF and the National Tropical Botanical Garden. Actually, right now, there are job opportunities, and we see people coming in to take those job opportunities, but there's a lack of housing, and people are living in their cars. Businesses are shutting down for part of the time. For example, Papa Pizza is closed on Thursdays because they can't find enough work. And so really affordable housing is the key. And where we're not spending enough of our budget is on affordable housing. And you may know that tomorrow the council votes on a charter amendment that would earmark 3% of existing real property taxes for affordable housing development. It is that kind of doing and action that we need to make sure that we are building more affordable housing, and in partnership with developers and landowners and nonprofit and profit corporations. We need to really accelerate how much we buy affordable housing on Kauai.
Thank you. Mel, your question is related to disaster readiness. With the recent floods, we see that we were prepared and unprepared for disaster of that level. Your question is, what steps would you take as mayor to ensure that our county is more disaster ready than we had been before?
Thank you. This is Mel Raposo. Yeah, you're exactly right. I think what we found in this recent disaster was, again, a lot of things that worked, and some we realized we weren't really ready for. This was not a normal storm that we could get ready 72 hours in advance. This was something that hit us really quick and really hard. But, you know, in my couple visits to the EOC, the Emergency Operating Center, I did see that there was, you know, we weren't ready. Like I said earlier, I retired from the Hawaii National Guard for after 21 years, and I was again in a mobility unit, so I got to deploy quite a bit. And you know, whatever we deployed, whatever we trained for, we had specific checklists, we had a structure and a process. And that is what I believe needs to be worked on here in the county. I think we fell short. I saw a lot of confusion. So, you know, I would utilize my experience as well as, you know, getting someone with that type of experience to redesign the emergency response system that we have here in Kauai, so that we can respond and people will be in the places they need to be with the checklist they need to have, so there is no question. We need to prepare and train harder on these natural disasters. You know, we're much more subject to a natural disaster like a flooding or a hurricane or a tsunami than we are to a nuclear attack or a terrorist attack. But we train more. The federal dollars for those trainings come all the time, and we train for that. But we need to put more emphasis on the natural disasters, so when a flood like this happens, everybody knows where they got to be, what they got to do, and we can provide the best service to the community. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes our questions and answers for the mayoral candidates. We'll start with our closing remarks. Each candidate will have 2 minutes for closing remarks, and we'll start with Mr. Kawakami.
Once again, this is Derek Kawakami, and on behalf of my family, our campaign team, my friends, we want to thank all of you for this opportunity to sit down and talk story. You know, I'm running for mayor, and we're all running for mayor because we love Kauai. You know, I'm running for mayor because so many people have approached us and reached out to us. When you take a look at our campaign team, the diversity is just amazing. We have new folks and old folks. We have newcomers and long-time kama'aina. You know, we've been able to get over 20 labor organizations to endorse our candidacy, many of the big ones before we even pulled, because they believe in this vision. They believe in collaboration. They believe in bringing people together and inspiring them to move people. In a nation where people have used fear, divisiveness, and mistruths, we deserve better. You know, there's a whole wave of young people that realize, myself included, that we have inherited many challenges, but we also have inherited many great things that other administrations have left for us. They've really trailblazed. So for everybody that came before us, I want to thank you. And I'm running for mayor because we inherited these challenges, and people have time and time again asked us to step up. And they're excited. There's some excitement on our campaign. And if you are on the fence, please be with us and check us out. It's a great place to be. We're moving, and we're very thankful. And to the Chamber of Commerce, to everybody listening, mahalo nui loa, and God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Modez, you have 2 minutes.
Mahalo. My name is Anna Modez, and I am running for mayor. Our charter does not require any previous experience in order to be able to do this. The reason being that the seat of the mayor is to represent the people, and I feel that I represent the full spectrum of the people on this island. I understand because I've experienced and lived it. I've been through the grind, and I've come out the other side hopeful, because the only thing naive about me is that I will always believe in the good of humanity. And to understand what we're facing here, to see it from the larger picture, where we can all contribute to the success of our future, the private sector and the public sector. Because I do not believe it is up to the government to provide our life to be sustainable and continuum. The government is here to support us, to give us a leg up when we need it, and then we continue on. It's not about sharing the pie, but to be able to create our own pie. Because what is the point of having cake if we can't eat it too? We're all in it together, and in order to move forward in harmony, all of our voices need to be heard. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to this republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. For all. If the private sector is receiving funds for the use of their infrastructure, the public trust should receive funds for the use of their natural resources.
If we are a playground for the rich, then we are a sanctuary for the poor. My name is Anna Modes. Mahalo.
Thank you. Ms. Kikawalua, your closing statement. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you. As I said earlier, I'm a diplomat from HawaiianKingdom.org. I think that we need to have a neutrality that gets the military in a more reasonable place that's not living here in Hawaii. I also mentioned that water is the new gold. And KIUC and many other corporate people are controlling that. Land needs to be inventoried because it isn't what it appears. Land cannot be sold, cannot be owned. Yet half the people on this island think they own. There's no judicial jurisdiction in these islands. A lot of courtroom experience that I've had over the last 3 years. There was a judge that mandated that the state produce the annexation treaty. It never happened. There's a corporate agenda that's going on that's intrinsically immoral. And there's a culture of corruption that also needs to be fixed.
KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K224CQ, Anahola.
And I hope to be able to move the system. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Iago, your closing statement. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you to all candidates, Kauai Chamber of Commerce. No matter what you decide to do in life, you can do anything you want. Two, never let your circumstances determine your outcome in life. God bless everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How's it, everyone? Again, I am Lenny Raposo. And, you know, currently as your parks director, it has prepared me, like the mayor, you cannot be one-dimensional. In parks, we have 6 divisions. And I am very proud of the accomplishments that we made. One of them is recreation. Recreation, aside from being responsible for all of the facilities at the different parks, at the beach parks, recreation for our kids. Right now, I bet you in this room, a lot of you know kids that are going to the summer enrichment program, which has about 900 kids. And we got to make sure that the needs of those kids are met and dealing with individual kids. The improvements of 60 to 89 of our park facilities, like the one that you're in tonight, the chairs, the carpet, outside in the lobby. We did so much here. This is just one facility. I have, through my preparation to public safety, I'm able to deal with some of the social problems of our island, including family abuse, drug abuse, mental health. I've seen it. I've worked with the toughest population in our community. But parks, like the mayor's job, has prepared me to be able to address different needs for our community. But with all of this, it's going to take partnerships. It is the partnerships that will strengthen our community that I have found out in the last 30 years of government that I have worked with. It's not about me. It's about the we and the partnerships. But it's with these partnerships that we will develop and promote and maintain and grow a healthy Kauai. With all of your help and all of our input, come August 11th, please vote for me, Lenny Raposo. I want to be your next mayor to serve you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Yukimura, your closing statement. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you. I'm Joanne Yukimura, and I'm running for mayor because we need experienced and visionary leadership. At election time, you'll hear a lot of talk, but what's really important, and I think what we need, is real action to address the problems that are facing us. It has been a privilege for me to work for 28 years now in elected office, to bring lasting benefits to this community, from the Sunshine Market to the Kauai Bus to over 1,500 homes in Pa'anao, Kalepa Village, Ili'ilinani, Rice Camp, and many other places to bring sewers to Kapa'a and Hanapepe, allowing them to thrive, to help start KIUC, the Kauai Island Utility Cooperative, to help secure the 0.5% general excise tax so we can fix our roads and expand the bus system, and to do many, acquire over 250 acres of coastal lands. This election is the most election, is the election is the most important event in a democracy. If we choose well, things will be much more likely to go well. If we choose poorly, we and our children will pay for that. So if you want real change, vote for someone who has demonstrated commitment to our island community, courage to do the right thing, vision to see what's needed before it exists, and experience and track record to get the job done. Vote for someone who always puts community first. Vote Joanne Yukimura for mayor. Mahalo.
Thank you. Mel Raposo, you have 2 minutes for your closing remarks.
Thank you. And again, this is Mel Raposo. Yeah, I love this island. You know, my passion for this island, my dedication and commitment to this island is at its highest peak right now. What I've seen over the last 14 years in the county council just made me, it gave me a different appreciation for government. It's not easy. And I know, you know, one can talk about the visionary thinking and all of these fancy words. The reality is, that person that takes that job in December has to be ready to implement, has to be ready to keep Kauai moving. And that's what I beg of you. When you look at all the candidates, really, and Joanne is right, look at the track record. Look at the people who fought for you at the state legislature all by themselves for the TAT, who went up there and stood up against the state legislature when they took away our liability protection from our lifeguards. You know, I'm not afraid to face the tough issues. I'm not afraid to go down in a 6-1 or a 5-2 vote if it's for the betterment of this island. You know, as far as the union's concerned, you know, I got one union endorsement, SHOPO, because of my commitment to public safety. But at the end of the day, sometimes a union endorsement is a detriment to getting this county back on track. I'm actually looking forward to being your mayor without any type of connection to anyone except the people of Kauai. I see this island as, the opportunities for this island is just amazing. But you need someone with the courage and the plan. And I encourage you to pick up my Keep Kauai Moving comprehensive traffic plan out there on the table. We should have the affordable housing and homeless plan up in the next few days, followed by the infrastructure and the parks plan. We need someone that's ready to take action the day after inauguration, and I am that person. Please vote for Mel Raposo August 11. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So that concludes our forum for the evening. Thank you to the candidates, Derek Kawakami, Anna Modez, Deborah Kekaolua, Clint Yago, Lenny Raposo, Joanne Yukimura, and Mel Raposo. And thank you also to our sponsors this evening, family and friends of our agriculture, Outrigger Kihuna Plantation, HTLA Kauai Chapter, PAC Build, Kauai Board of Realtors, Kong Radio, the Kauai Filipino Chamber of Commerce, KKCR, Kauai Community Radio, the YWCA of Kauai, Hoike Television, and thank you to all of you for coming this evening. Don't forget to go and vote. August 11th is the primary. November the 6th will be the general election. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So again, August 11th is our...
All right, so that concludes our live broadcast from the Kauai War Memorial Convention Hall. Kauai Chamber of Commerce put that on, political forum with the mayor candidates for mayor on Kauai. All those little sound issues were not us, I just have to say. We had a solid crew there and here, and they had a lot of sound issues there at the venue, I guess, and a couple of the candidates' microphones conveniently didn't seem to work until the very end, which is always interesting how that seems to happen sometimes. But Joanne Yukimura's microphone didn't work for pretty much the whole thing, and yeah, until the very end. So, but thanks for sticking with us there. We just broadcast what was happening there at the event, so everything you heard here is what happened there, and we will have a recording of that available on our website on kkcr.org and within a few days if you want to re-listen to that political forum, mayor forum. And now it's time for Jazz with John until 8 when Vic the Barber rolls in with some blues.